Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, when I was getting ready to leave Washington, we were loading up the plane, coming back from Creighton's game at Georgetown. That's when I saw all the stories popping out about the Orange Crush Spirit Group and Iowa, and the fact that Iowa rejected their tickets, and it was this big back and forth. Oh, this is a student group that does great work with charity, and we've lost all of our budget, and blah, 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 you nasty people from Iowa.
Are you going to defend Iowa?
Well,
please.
Now, wait a minute. They came in under false pretense. They came in under false pretense and tried to, in fact, Gary Barta was asked about it today, the athletic director in Iowa. His quote was, "We thought that the Boys and Girls Club were coming, so we contacted them. They had no idea what we were talking about. A Boys and Girls Club somewhere in Illinois, Rockford, I think. They didn't know what we were talking about. So then our staff contacted the ticket office over in Illinois. They're not affiliated with the group. So they contacted the person who purchased the tickets. And that person acknowledged that he falsely indicated that it was related to the Boys and Girls Club. So we canceled those tickets. We've now offered those up to the Cedar Rapids Boys and Girls Club."
But they bought the tickets, right? They had paid for them? Or had they gotten them at a great deal because it was supposedly the Boys and Girls
Club? I'm guessing they got a deal because it was... I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, I've not read anything about this story. I've seen a few tweets, but I've not read anything about this
story. So the Orange Crush group, and by the way...
Yeah, who is this?
This is a student group that takes one trip a year, and they...
Did they come to a Nebraska game?
They came to a Nebraska game...
In Doc Sadler's last year?
In 2013, over at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Wait, 13? Are you sure it wasn't 12?
Or 12, I'm sorry.
Okay, because I called this game.
Over at Devaney Center.
I called this game with Jake Sorensen.
So you would
They were
seen,
to our left.
They were. There was this huge pack of people
and
dressed
suddenly
in
they
red.
Took off their...
They were dressed in red, and the first 4 minutes of the game, before the media timeout...
They were pretending to cheer for Nebraska.
They were pretending to cheer for Nebraska, and then right in the middle of the media timeout...
They took off their...
Because I was sitting down the way from them, and I don't remember if they did some kind of a countdown, but there was a ruckus going on. All of a sudden, they all, in unison...
Took it off.
They all took off. They shed the red shirts and exposed the orange, and they spent the rest of the time just... hooping it up for the orange. But
even though Nebraska ran them off the floor, they killed them that day. It was a total surprise. If it's the game I'm thinking of, Jake and I couldn't believe it. Let me look it up.
I think Illinois won the game that day, but I could be wrong.
Nebraska won. The one that I saw that happened at, Nebraska won the game, and we couldn't believe it.
But that's what they do. They take a road trip every year, and they make a big deal out of it. It's
80-57.
It's not often that a student section goes and invades another.
So why does this trigger people?
Well, they're mad at Iowa for,
No, but you seem triggered by the Illinois fans.
No, I'm not triggered by them.
You seemed upset by it.
No, not at all.
Okay, cool.
I love the fact that they did.
I think it's hilarious.
When they did it at Nebraska. I was laughing my butt off.
I tipped my cap
to you. It's like, good on you. You fooled them.
Won't get fooled again, is what Nebraska said.
So
who sings it?
The Who.
Nice.
No, I'm not mad at either one. I'm not mad at Iowa because they were like, hey,
yeah, look, if
you
you're
did
right,
this in bad faith, so we're so.
Oh, here it is. They became aware of a discounted group ticket order for the Iowa, Illinois. Yeah. So that's where it, like, if they had just canceled them because they didn't want opposing fans to come in, that's crappy. But if they had given them a good deal because they thought that it was...
Because they thought it was for kids.
Yeah.
In a Boys and Girls
and
Club.
And a non-profit, no less.
Yeah.
Not just a bunch of...
So I like the fact that Iowa turned it around and said, we're going to take those same tickets and we're going to donate them to our local...
That's pretty cool. It's the Boys instead of the Girls red Club. Carpet experience, the gold carpet experience.
Iowa.
Good job, Iowa.
Yeah.
Also hilarious
job. No, I'm not mad at either
That's
side.
I'm not mad.
Connor McCaffrey, who son of Fran McCaffrey, who has a big temper, by the way.
Oh,
And a basketball player at Iowa said, he tweeted out, okay, fine, I'll say something. Illinois fans, admirable attempt. I love it, but we got you. It was a really good try. This is gamesmanship in a rivalry, and we took this round. More rounds to come. And as for the lost money, that's what you get for posing as the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, that's pretty weak by the Orange Crush is what they call them, with a K. Orange Crush with a K.
I mean, it's a smart way to get discounted tickets.
Props to Iowa for having one win this week, because the huge L they took was when they announced that Brian Ferentz would be back as offensive coordinator. So that's you win fair. Some and you lose some.
You do.
Yeah, indeed.
What's that? What was the word again? It was a...
Malfour.
We found out today that malfour is the proper term for mixed metaphors.
That's true.
Malfour.
That's true.
That is our word of the day. Take that word, commit it to memory, and be caller 18 right now.
Oh, baby!
402-951-1620. We have a pair of tickets to give away to
Chris Stapleton.
Thank you.
John loves him. He's such a huge fan.
Super Bowl national anthem singer.
He is. He's singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Well, the over-under. That's all I care about.
The crazy thing is, apparently the concert he's going to do here in Omaha in July, he's also going to, that's the only song he's going to do is the national anthem.
July.
But no, Chris Stapleton is appearing in Omaha in July. We have win him before you can buy him tickets.
Wow.
You have to relate to Nick the word of the day, malfour.
Caller 18.
Caller 18. All these
Jordan says, look at centrist boy John not picking a side. Yeah, you were both a fan of Iowa and Illinois with that topic.
Well, I mean, it's hard.
Hanging out in the center.
Listen, I'm fine with
that.
I
have no opinion on the matter.
No, I have an opinion on the matter. The opinion is good on Illinois, the student group, for trying to trick them, but good on Iowa for catching them and then turning it around and turning it into a positive. Because I saw a lot of tweets out there about, oh, this is a terrible look for Iowa. Oh,
it would have been
like,
if they wouldn't have given them a discount. And that they gave them a discount because, again, of the false pretenses. Matt says they got the tickets at a general group discount, not a special discount for the Boys and Girls Club. Still slimy to impersonate the Boys and Girls
Club. Yeah. You're doing it to try to make it sound like you're doing it for a good cause when, in fact, you have nefarious means. So I guess if I had to side with a side, I'd pick Iowa.
Iowa. Wow.
One more time?
Team Iowa.
All right. The first person who Nick was caller 18. Oh, boy.
Didn't know the word.
Oh, who's the name, Nick?
Can I get your name, please?
Is he a winner?
Yeah.
Or she?
Jose.
Congrats, Jose. Enjoy Chris Stapleton. And all those renditions of the national anthem. 2 hours of the national anthem.
I'm sure he'll have a few more songs than that.
Okay, good.
And we'll be giving away more tickets next week.
What?
So
more?
Be listening for Nick's word of the day next week.
Wow, look at all these prizes.
On 1620, The Zone. We will be back and have more. I'll hit this one for you, Nick. Oh, the mouse is not going over to the other side. I'm sorry, Nick. You'll have to hit the break. I'll hit the break now on 1620, The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.